The Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's top two teams clash this weekend. As of October 23, the Battleford's North Stars top the league standings with a 1-3-0-0-1 record, 27 points, and a .964 winning percentage. The Humboldt Broncos, on Sunday, were second in the SJHL standings with an 1-1-2-0-0 record, 22 points, and a .846 winning percentage. On Friday, the North Stars conclude an 8-game homestand by hosting the Broncos. The next night the two teams tangle at the Elgar Peterson Arena. SJHL headlines: two Bombers commit to D1 schools. Forward Jaden Mercier has committed to the Lindenwood University Lions. The St. Charles Mo school is in its first season at the NCAA Division I level. Fellow Bombers forward Jacob Vockler has committed to Merrimack College. The North Andover, Mass. Institution's hockey team also plays at the NCAA Div. I level. Broncos accept hashtag It Takes a Team Challenge. The Humboldt Broncos were the first SJHL team to take on the hashtag It Takes a Team Challenge. Each player will try to recruit or perform donating blood, joining at Canada's Lifeline Stem Cell Registry, and registering to become an organ and tissue donor. World Junior A Challenge returns. The event is back for the first time since 2019. Cornwall, Ont, will host two squads representing Canada as well as teams playing for Latvia, Sweden, and the United States. The challenge will be held December 11, 18, around the SJHL Melfort Mustangs, 6-6-4-0. The Mustangs hosted the Estevan Bruins for two games over the weekend. Joel Favreau and the Mustangs shut out the Bruins, 3-0, on Friday night. Favreau made 19 saves for his second shutout of the season. Ryan Duguay, Riley Ash and Ty Evans lit the lamp for Melfort. Estevan's Cam Herdliska made 33 saves. Melfort made it a weekend sweep with a 3-2 victory on Saturday. After Estevan led 1-0 after the first period, hometown product Zach Summers scored twice for the Mustangs to put them on top 2-1 in the second. In the third, Duguay increased Melfort's lead to 3-1. Estevan got one back, but Melfort hung on. Summers and Duguay each had 3 points. James Venn made 21 saves in the win. Last week the Mustangs traded away defenseman Lucas Borden to the Manitoba Junior Hockey League's Niverville Nighthawks and forward Logan Cox to the Kindersley Clippers. Cox was in his third season with the team. Player development fees went the other way in both deals. The Mustangs host the Weyburn Red Wings on Wednesday. The Mustangs are in LaRange on Saturday. Kindersley Clippers, 4-7-0-2. The Clippers handed the Humboldt Broncos their second loss of the season on October 21. The Clippers entered the third period trailing, 3-1, but used a 4-goal final session to grab a 5-3 victory. Spencer Poplawski lit the lamp twice, while Caden Ostrom and Cash Arntzen also scored in the third period. Cox had the Clippers' earlier goal. Clippers goalie Cody Jaman was busy. The Broncos threw 49 shots at him and he stopped 46 of them. The Clippers made it 2 wins a row by downing visiting Yorkton, 5-2, at home on Saturday. The contest was knotted at 1-1 at the intermissions. 4 goals in the final frame lifted the Clippers to victory. Matthew Motsoki, Tylan Hilbug, and Brock Evans made it 4-1 Kindersley before the Terriers got one back. Josh Morton concluded the scoring for the Clippers. Evans also had Kindersley's first goal. Jaman made 40 saves. On October 18, the Clippers led the visiting Weyburn Red Wings 2-0 and 3-2 at the intermissions. Weyburn scored twice in the final frame to slip away with a 4-3 win. Matthew Motsoki scored twice for the Clippers. Liam Bell recorded 2 assists. The Clippers added Cox for a player development fee. The 19-year-old forward from Prince Albert had 2 goals and 4 points in 14 games for the Mustangs this season. With Kindersley, he has 3 points through 2 games. Kindersley also added 18-year-old forward Joel Webb from Battleford's for a player development fee. The rookie from Lloydminster played 2 games this season for the North Stars. Kindersley wraps up a 6-game homestand on Wednesday when the Clippers host the Estevan Bruins on Wednesday. Melville Millionaires, 5-7-1-1. The Millionaires tangled with the Weyburn Red Wings last weekend. In Game 1, Melville prevailed 6-1. Weyburn led 1-0 after the first period, but the Millionaires gave their home fans a lot to cheer about with 5 second-period goals. 6 different players scored on the night for Melville: Colby Ball, Louis Frederick Theberge, Nathan Fox, Zach Kane, Rylan Bruns, and Cooper Chisholm. Clement LeBillois made 34 saves to earn his first win with the Millionaires. In the team's second game of the weekend, Weyburn won 7-5. Melville scored 5 times in the second period, including 3 on the power play, to overcome a 3-0 first-period deficit and take a 5-4 lead into the second intermission. The Red Wings scored 3 in the third. Carter McKay led Melville with 2 goals. Bresson Den Hartig recorded 3 assists. The Millionaires head north this week. They play in LaRange on Tuesday and Wednesday and Flin Flon on Friday and Saturday. Nipawin Hawks, 5-8-1-1. The Hawks were shut out, 4-0, at home on October 20 by the Notre Dame Hounds. On Saturday, the Nipawin squad fell 5-4 to Humboldt. The Hawks led 2-1 and 3-2 at the intermissions. The Broncos outscored Nipawin, 3-1, in the third period. Nipawin netminder Nolan McDowell made 40 saves while the Hawks sent 25 at the Humboldt goalies. The Hawks host the Weyburn Red Wings on Friday and Saturday. LaRange Ice Wolves, 8-5-1-0. The Ice Wolves are on a 3-game winning streak after beating Notre Dame, 3-2, in overtime on Saturday. Riley Morgan scored the winning goal. Leighton Sheeran gave the host Ice Wolves a 1-0 first-period lead. The Hounds scored twice in the second to go up 2-1. Cale Taylor lit the lamp in the final 2 minutes of the game to tie the contest at 2-2. Dawson Smith made 32 saves to earn the win. The Ice Wolves continue their homestand with 3 games at the Mel Hegland Uniplex. The Melville Millionaires visit Tuesday and Wednesday. The Melfort Mustangs visit Saturday. Battleford's North Stars, 1-3-0-0-1, exploding for 5 goals in the third period on October 20, the North Stars turned a 4-3 lead into a 9-3 romp against the visiting Yorkton Terriers. Holden Dowell scored the first 2 goals of the period. Kian Bell collected his second of the night while Zane Florence and Stephen Kesslering also scored in the offensive onslaught. Marshall Light staked Battleford's to a 1-0 first-period lead. In the second frame, Jackson Allen and Colby Bear scored to increase the North Stars' lead to 3-0. The Terriers then reeled off 3 straight goals to knot the contest at 3-3. Bell scored to give his squad a 4-3 lead at the second intermission. Josh Kotai earned the win while stopping 31 shots. For Yorkton, Caleb Allen made 28 saves on 36 shots. Tommy Bouchard came on in relief to make 5 saves on 6 shots. The North Stars beat visiting Yorkton, 5-2, on October 21. Battleford's led 1-0 and 2-1 at the intermissions. The North Stars scored 3 times in the third period. Bear scored twice. Also scoring for the North Stars were Keaton Klein, Dowell, and Bell. Kotai had 25 saves. Battleford swapped 18-year-old forward Joel Webb to Kindersley for a player develop fee. He had played 2 games for the team. The North Stars host Estevan on Tuesday before taking on the Broncos on the weekend. Humboldt Broncos, 1-1-2-0-0. The Broncos lost for the second time this season when they fell 5-3 to Kindersley on October 21. On the road, Humboldt had led 1-0 and 3-1 at the intermissions. The Clippers scored 4 times in the third period. The Humboldt squad rebounded to beat Nipawin 5-4 at home Saturday. The Broncos trailed 2-1 and 3-2 at the intermissions. After Nipawin extended its lead to 4-2 early in the third period, Humboldt scored 3 straight goals to win 5-4. Xavier Roy scored on the power play before Ben Kotelak and Sam Marburg lit the lamp. Jacob Boucha and Cage Nguyens had Humboldt's first 2 goals. The Broncos had 45 shots on goal. Tristan Bolo made 6 saves on 9 shots. He was relieved in the second period. Benjamin Motu stopped 15 of the 16 shots he faced to backstop his team to the victory. The Broncos are in Yorkton on Wednesday before playing Battleford's on the weekend. Notre Dame Hounds, 5-7-1-1. Tucker Inabinnett stopped all 22 shots he faced on October 20 as the Hounds shut out the host Nipawin Hawks, 4-0. Roxanne Bird, Antoine Saint-Ange, Carson Bayless, and Dane Probe scored for Notre Dame. The Hounds sent 29 shots at Reed Lalonde and he stopped 25 of them. The Hounds' three-game winning streak came to an end in a 2-0 shutout loss on the road October 21 in Flin Flon. Ina Binnett made 37 saves. Notre Dame earned a point in the standings in a 3-2 overtime road loss to L'Orange on October 22. The Ice Wolves led 1-0 after the first period. In the second, Carson Bayless and Jared Sitch scored to put the Hounds up 2-1. L'Orange tied the game last in the second and scored in OT. Ashton Bilsberger stopped 40 of the 43 shots he faced. The Hounds announced they have added Johan Tremblay-Kau. The Quebec product was with the Lone Star Brahmas of the North American Hockey League. Notre Dame hosts the Yorkton Terriers on Thursday. The team heads to Estevan on Saturday.